Hi, this week the question is, must all men do the same thing to be saved? Does God have different ways of saving different people? Does He save one man in one way and another man in a different way? Many years ago, a country and western singer, Tom T. Hall, wrote a song entitled Me and Jesus, and the chorus of that song reads like this. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. Now, that song leaves the impression that each individual person has the ability to strike up their own deal with Jesus. In other words, it's possible for each individual to approach the Lord and make an offer which the Lord might possibly agree upon. Let me illustrate it like this. There are two ways of shopping, or two shopping experiences which a person can experience. There's the retail store experience, and there's the yard sale experience. The retail store experience is when a person goes to the retail store and sees something that he wants. The price is marked on that item, and if you want it, you pay the price. There's no negotiating. The cashier will not negotiate, bargain, or reach a deal with you other than what the price says on that tag. The yard sale experience, though, is different. The price on a yard sale item is a beginning price for negotiations. No one pays the asking price for yard sale items. When you find something that you like at a yard sale, you begin negotiating with the owner, and deals are made. Negotiations occur, bargains are reached. And so it is with salvation. Many people, like Tom T. Hall's song suggests, think salvation is like the yard sale experience. They think the asking price on salvation is merely a beginning point for negotiations with the Lord. Some people think that they can have their own personal deal or bargain with the Lord, and the deal that they make may very likely be different than the deal someone else makes. Well, is this the way it works? Does the Bible teach this? Is salvation like the yard sale experience wherein sinners bargain with the Lord for salvation at reduced rates, especially tailor-made just for an individual person? Or is salvation like the retail store experience where the Lord sets the price or the terms, and if a person wants salvation, he pays the price without negotiation with the Lord. No negotiation at all. What does the Bible say? Well, listen carefully to the following key passage. I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. The Bible says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all." Now, this passage teaches a one-size-fits-all standard of salvation. In other words, what I mean is anyone who would be saved must do the very same thing anyone else has to do to be saved. There are not tailor-made offers of salvation wherein one person is saved at a bargain price which has lower requirements than someone else. What the Lord requires of one person in order to be saved, He requires the same thing of everyone else. All men must do the same thing to be saved. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Bible says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Now, from this we learn there's only one gospel of Jesus Christ. It is God's power to save men, and it is required of both Jews and Gentiles. Whatever a Jew has to do to be saved, a Gentile has to do the very same thing. In the book of Acts, after the Lord's death and after the new covenant had come into force, you'll see how men were saved from their sins, and they all had to do the same thing. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the Jews were saved when they believed in Jesus, repented of their sins, and were baptized in water for the remission of sins. In Acts chapter 8, verse 12, the Samaritans were saved in the same way. They had to believe in Christ, repent of their sins, and be immersed in water for the remission of their sins. In Acts chapter 8, verse 38, there's the Ethiopian eunuch who had to do the exact same thing. Just like the Jews and the Samaritans, he had to believe in Christ, repent of his sins, and be immersed in water for the remission of sins. In Acts chapter 10, verse 48, the Gentiles were required to do the same thing. They had to believe in Christ, repent of their sins, and be immersed in water for the remission of their sins. In every case of conversion in the book of Acts, you will see that men and women are doing the exact same thing. Everyone had to believe, everyone had to repent, and everyone had to be baptized or immersed in water in order to be saved. How then can churches or preachers today offer people different ways of being saved? What right does any church or preacher have to tell people that they can simply accept Jesus as their personal Savior and pray for forgiveness of sins? Or what right does anyone have to think that they can be saved in their own way? Can't you see that what God requires of one person, He requires the same from everyone else? In Acts chapter 10, verse 34, Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." When God shows no partiality, it means He shows no preference to one man over another. What He requires of one man, He requires of everyone. All men of all nations must do the same thing to be saved. He doesn't save one person by prayer, another man by a vision at night, or another man by some visit from an angel in heaven, or another man by a miracle, another man by sprinkling of water, another man by immersion in water. All men of all nations must do the same thing to be saved. What God required of men in the book of Acts, He still requires of men living today in America or Ethiopia or any other country. That's why Jesus said to His disciples, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." Every creature in all the world must hear the gospel preached, and they must believe it, and they must be baptized in order to be saved. If you yourself have not done these things, we want to encourage you to obey the terms which the Lord has given to all who would be saved. If you have not obeyed the gospel, we encourage you to contact us, and we will help you to obey the gospel plan of salvation.